I don't think it's any secret that starting a business can be very exciting. It can also be very difficult for men, probably, and for women as well. And as a woman, do you wonder what you can specifically do to build a successful business? We're talking today with Natalie McNeil. Natalie is an Emmy Award-winning media entrepreneur and author of The Conquer Kit, a creative business planner for women entrepreneurs. She's also the creator of SheTakesOnTheWorld.com and the author of She Takes On the World. Are you a female entrepreneur? What problems have you had, or what successes have you had with your business or starting your business? I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. You can visit our Facebook page, titled The Larry Mueller Show, or you can leave a question or comment on our an email at talk@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. And Natalie McNeil, thank you for taking time to join in with us today. Appreciate it very, very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today, Larry. I'm really looking forward to being here.
Well, I could tell from your book that this was going to be a very uplifting and a very positive 45 minutes.
I hope so.
And that's you attack life and you attack business in a very positive and meaningful way.
I think that's the only way to do it.
Well,
the best way to do it.
I was thinking about it, I saw some research somewhere, maybe it was in your book, that millennials, that age group, there are lots of entrepreneurs or potential entrepreneurs in that group of people here in our country.
That is very true. And the other thing you have to remember about millennials is that they are facing one of the bleakest employment markets out of university right now. So there is a lot of youth underemployment and unemployment right now in this country. So even if a millennial does not think that they are innately an entrepreneur, a lot of them are being forced into entrepreneurship because of having a lack of other opportunities for their careers.
Yeah.
So I actually encourage people to take life, you know, by the horns and consider starting a business just for the opportunities it can bring and to really kickstart your career.
Well, and I like your book. It's almost like a workbook in some ways, but it also filled with a lot of positive writing, I guess, to go along with the workbook, where you actually get a chance to write in the book, which most of the time we don't do that. In this case, you're encouraging people to write in the book, or at least make photocopies of pieces to write in.
Yeah, there were so many people who have actually been saying, Natalie, I don't want to write in the book. It's so gorgeous because it's all custom designed and illustrated and it's colorful and people just don't want to write in it. And I'm like, guys, you need to write in this book. That is why I created it, so that you can actually make this plan for your business and for your life for this next 12 months. And this is the same process that I've used to build my companies, and I know it works. So I want people to actually be writing in the book, even though, you know, it's gorgeous. I've been telling people to just spill a few drops of coffee on the cover or inside on the first page, and then after that, maybe you'll get over that fear and you'll write all over the pages.
And you should tell us a little about your own business and you know, how sort of your life in that area.
So for me, I was in university and I was really being encouraged to not necessarily pursue entrepreneurship, but to become a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant, because I did pretty well in school. And it wasn't until I gave myself time and space to listen to my own inner voice and what I really wanted to do, which was start my own business, that I actually decided that I would start a company instead of getting a quote unquote real job after university. So I was building that first business, which was a media and marketing business. And that's when I actually started writing She Takes On the World as just a little personal blog, as I traveled and worked on building this business. And She Takes on the World took on a life of its own and became a blog that quickly started gaining international recognition. We were recognized by Forbes on the top 100 websites for women. And with that kind of momentum, I knew I had to dedicate more time to it. So She Takes on the World was this little blog that is now this little empire that I've built that works with women all over the globe. And if I wouldn't have had a plan, you know, the Conquer Kit is my planning system that I've been using since 2010. And if I didn't have a plan like this, I wouldn't have been able to turn that little blog into what is now a thriving business that's reaching tens of thousands of women entrepreneurs.
Every day. And it's really great. We have a link to it on our Facebook page, by the way, too. As you listen to the show as we talk with Natalie, you can just click on the Facebook page and click right to it if you want to see it. Dean in Wales, Wisconsin, has a comment, and I want to go there. Dee, thank you for calling.
You're very welcome, Larry. Happy to be welcome to your show. It's the first time, actually, that I've been listening, and was excited to hear that Natalie was going to be your guest. I have not read her book, and guess I tagged right on to the comment about the discussion regarding millennials. I wasn't aware that she's covering all age groups in the book. But myself, I'm an innkeeper. I started my business in 2004 in Wales, Wisconsin, and kind of built it from ground up. So it's been a successful business, and excited to still be doing it. I have two sisters as well that were also in the entrepreneurship of, and in two different directions too. One had operated a local pub and grill, and the other had been doing parenting courses. So I just wanted to point out that we were kind of in the front line of the female entrepreneurs.
As a millennial, and how did you, you had to be pretty creative to get your business going?
Definitely did. Have been thinking about innkeeping for a while, just had a calling to be in the hospitality industry long ago out of graduating out of high school. Didn't actually go into college immediately, but had started in the hotel industry with the Marcus Corporation working for a Sheraton hotel. Really enjoyed that. However, took a detour and got a degree from UW-Whitewater in elementary education, but still enjoyed teaching history to young kids. So kind of took the two things, wrapped them together, and got into the innkeeping industry.
Really, Natalie, comment from you.
Yeah, congratulations on all your success, and I just love hearing about how women are really following their passions and really building purpose-driven businesses that they feel very aligned with, and that's what I'm hearing from you, and I just love hearing stories like that, so congratulations on all your success.
And would Dee benefit, now she's been doing this now a few years, do you feel like she would benefit from your book as well, The Conquer Kit?
Yes, so I wrote this book for new entrepreneurs and also entrepreneurs who are veterans at this, who are really successful already. And maybe not all the exercises are going to apply to you, but there's a lot in there for improving systems and processes that can really help the business grow and creating that plan for the next 12 months. It's still the plan I use over the weekend. I was working on my own Conquer Kit this year, and so even though I'm running a seven-figure business now that's growing day by day, I still use the Conquer Kit as well. So I think it's applicable to entrepreneurs at all stages.
I look forward to reading that. Just in the aspect, like you said, as you continue with your business, you have to look in ways to continue to grow it. So I have a couple ideas, and I'm wondering how they would reflect in your approach.
Hmm.
Yes, so with the Conquer Kit, the Conquer Kit is a 12-month plan. So it gives you that top-level strategy that will help you to gain clarity on what you really need to be doing and then give you a lot more ideas and systems for bringing those ideas to life. So the book is broken into 8 different steps, and we cover everything from mindset to money management to the 4 pillars of success to heart-centric marketing, building your team, and then actually mapping out the next 12 months and getting it all onto the calendar. So there are a lot of different sections that the book covers, and it's really meant to help you bring 4 or 5 of those bigger picture goals that you have for this year to life.
Well, again, I'll be picking it up and taking a look at it. Thanks for your time, Natalie.
Thank you, Dee, very much for calling.
Happy New Year.
Yes, thanks very much for calling. Natalie McNeil, our guest today, as we talk with her about her book, The Conquer Kit, A Creative Business Planner for Women Entrepreneurs. And, you know, I'm thinking that men can use this, too.
Yes, that is absolutely right. And actually, there was a little bit of back and forth on whether we were going to include women entrepreneurs in the title of the book. You have to market a book to a particular demographic. It is part of having a successful book. Now, there was a huge part of me, though, that did not want to gear the book specifically toward women, even though I work with a lot of women. That's the focus that she takes on the world. But this book applies to entrepreneurs across the board, not just to women entrepreneurs. And what I've been doing for some of the men who have picked up a copy, I've been getting a permanent marker, and on the cover I've just scratched out women entrepreneurs and I've been writing their name in. So it's like, no, this book is for you too. Please don't not buy it just because it does say women entrepreneurs. That was completely because of the way the publisher and media team wanted to market the book, but it really does apply to everybody.
There we go. And I love how she writes in the name of the personality. Here's a marketer, I'm for sure, a marketer extraordinaire, Natalie McNeil. We're going to take a quick look at the news and weather, then we'll be back to talk more about her book, The Conquer Kit. Stay with us. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Having fun today talking about business planning for getting started. If you're an entrepreneur and want to become one, Natalie McNeil is somebody you should be paying some attention to. She's written a really interesting book. It's called, and frankly, it's a kit. It's called The Conquer Kit, as a matter of fact, A Creative Business Planner for Women Entrepreneurs. I hope you'll join in maybe with your own experiences, your own business experiences, or maybe your own questions about how to succeed. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Natalie, again, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate having you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
We have, I'm thinking about this over our news break. What are the kind of the top mistakes or the most frequent mistakes women might make when they start a business, or anybody else for that matter, but men as well? But in your experience, what have been the problems?
I see a lot of women hold themselves back because they are not prepared with the right support system to succeed. So I see a lot of entrepreneurs have an idea of where they would like to be. And what you need to do when you have an idea of where you want to be is be building the support and the system for when you actually get to that place. So not necessarily for where you are right now. Because to build a business, to really grow, you need to have that support system. You can't be Wonder Woman. You can't do it all. You need to make sure that you have support, even if it's one virtual assistant that you can hire for only a couple hours a week. Let's say that's all you can afford when you're just getting started. That's okay. Make that hire. Let that person start taking some of the busy work off your plate so that you can focus on driving more revenue. And that's actually exactly what I did when I first started my business. It was a terrifying decision to make because I wasn't making a lot of money back then. And it was a big leap of faith to actually make that hire, even though it was only someone for 2 hours a week. But I did it, And that freed up some of my time to actually focus on the things that matter most for driving revenue.
So, and getting started, how do we get started? What should women entrepreneurs do first? Is it get that support system?
Yeah, it's with the first it starts with having the vision. You have to have the vision, and you have to make sure that that vision can be a viable business. So you need to test your product or your service, and there are ways that we talk about doing that within the book. And then it becomes a matter of having the right support in place. And support doesn't just come from people, remember. Support also comes from systems that can be automated. So, for example, in the book and in my own business, we have a client nurture sequence that we put people through when they first come on board as our client. And that is just an automated email sequence that goes out to the person that sets expectations and boundaries and automatically sends out the contract that they need to sign and walks them through exactly how it's going to be to work with us. And you can do that in your own business so that you're not having to go back and forth answering all of the questions yourself. You can have an automated process for that. And now you're outsourcing not just to people, but to technology to support you as well. And that's when you can really start to scale your business and bring on a lot more clients than you can ever be able to manage if it was just you and if you didn't have those systems in place.
I think for you sort of hit on it earlier a little bit, but this whole business of self-doubt, self-limiting belief as a woman builds a business, or a man for that matter, but just how do you overcome that sort of self-doubt? Is it by being, paying attention to these early steps?
I think when you have a lot of doubts, I call them dragons, and you'll find this in the book,
Yes.
Conquering Your Dragons, because I think you need to actually focus on clearing your blocks. I believe that personal growth and business growth go hand in hand. If you have so much self-doubt and you don't have the confidence to build a business, that is going to affect your success and your ability to actually grow. So I get people to identify what I call their dragons. And these are those moments of self-doubt that we all encounter at one point or another. And one of the biggest ones that I see is I don't want to be a failure. And what I get people to do is walk through how that limiting belief actually affects every area of your life by asking yourself, you know, what happens when you're thinking that, you know, and then what happens, and seeing it all the way through. So let me give you an example of this. The limiting belief I see a lot of is that fear of failing. So people say, you know, I'm so worried I'm going to fail, Natalie. And I say, well, how do you think that belief affects your business? And for starters, they're not taking action toward their goals because they're afraid of failing and getting criticized for creating what they really want to create. And then I push that further. So then what happens? You know, how does that make you feel? Well, then you end up in a stagnant place in business because you're not actually taking action toward what you really want. And then how does that make you feel? Well, you get frustrated. The frustration leads to further doubts about whether you're even good enough to be able to reach that goal. And then you end up taking that frustration out on family and friends, and they mirror that frustration to you. And then you start to tell yourself, well, they just don't understand what I'm going through. And then you really start to strain the relationship. So one limiting belief can do so much damage in your life and really hold you back from growing the business. And once you've actually been able to identify those and see it through, I get people to create a limitless belief from that limiting belief. So, you know, how can you turn that around? And if you don't believe you are able to succeed beyond your wildest dreams, I would create a limitless belief that is something like, I am open to the possibility of believing that I will indeed succeed beyond my wildest dreams. And I'll get people to write that on a sticky note or something that they can put somewhere where they will see it every single day to just remind themselves of that and to start to recreate that thought pattern. Mindset is everything when you're building a business.
Natalie McNeil, our guest today, author of The Conquer Kit, a creative business planner for women entrepreneurs. Join in at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Randy and Madison, and you kind of did this way earlier in the show, Natalie, but Randy, tuning in a little bit later, wondered if you could walk us through the steps you take people through in the book, sort of like an overview of the book itself. And I think that's worth repeating.
For sure. So the book is broken into 8 different steps. And the first step is actually getting in the flow. So these mindset things that I was just talking about, because I think if you can look at the passion behind your goals, you can really start to build the bones of that bigger picture vision. In step 2, we work on creating fantastic things for the world. So we look at the kinds of products that you're selling and what you can create that will make you feel happiest, and also what you can create that builds on the success of current products. And this is really for people who are just getting started or people who already have a product line and might need to start expanding it to scale the business. In step number 3, we get into the 4 pillars of success. And this is your name, your systems, your legal structure, and your accounting structure. So you really need to have those systems in place, as I talked about. And I take people through creating these systems in the most fun way possible. In step 4, we talk all about your money. And really, this is about helping you feel empowered when it comes to your money. Some people are never taught how to read a budget sheet or a cash flow statement. And this isn't something that we're taught in school. I think it should be something that everyone is taught in school, but they're not. And so a lot of people go into business not really knowing about the money side of it. And again, we explain this in a very straightforward, simple to understand way and make it fun. In step 5, we get into what I call selling your soul, which is really your heart-centric marketing plan. It's selling your products from your heart and soul so that sales don't feel icky. And then in step 6, we get into building out your A-team, even if this means only hiring somebody virtually to help you for a couple hours a week, which is definitely a viable option when you're just starting out. And then in step 7 and step 8 is when we actually put the whole plan together. So we look at what you really want over the next 12 months and how to break it all down and how I break it all down in my business. And now this isn't just a drab, boring business plan. We get people to have pens and markers on hand and a glue stick and a roll of tape and a stack of magazines because there are cut and paste exercises in the book. We encourage people to really make it their own and make this business planning process fun and creative, because really this should become a coffee table book or a book that sits on your desk after you've created it. I don't want you to put it in a drawer and never look at it again. I want it to be a living, breathing partner in your business, and I want you to look at it often. This is really a canvas for your dreams and goals.
Excellent. And Randy, thanks again for posting that note and that question. I think it was a very good one. What about, I'm thinking about women entrepreneurs here, right in Madison, Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. We have a couple of women who are, one probably close to a billionaire, and one is certainly multi-millionaire people who started American Girl and Epic Systems. Both those women have been very, very, very successful. And I'm just wondering about they can't give advice to everybody who wants advice about getting started in a business, but I'm wondering about the utility of having somebody else that you can sort of mentor with in your business.
Yeah, mentors are often cited as a key to success for so many successful women and men. I think mentorship is something that often gets interpreted as well. Like, what exactly is mentorship? Some people think it means you have someone that you go for coffee with or lunch with every Friday, and this person is really there holding your hand while you start your business. And I have found that that is not the case at all.
That's not going to work.
Mentors. Yeah, like, I have so many mentors that have come into my life at times when I've needed them most. And mentorship is sometimes being granted that 5-minute call that you really need with somebody in your industry who can help you to get started or to figure out the next step. I've had amazing conversations in 5 minutes or less with people who have given me mentorship, but it hasn't been a regular ongoing relationship. And that is still mentorship. And what we do at She Takes on the World, Inc. is we also have the Conquer Club. And the Conquer Kit has been something that we've used as a system in our Conquer Club for a few years now. And the Conquer Club is a 12-month mentoring incubator for entrepreneurs, because we do believe that it is one of the most powerful ways to grow your business is just being surrounded by that support system. And so we connect entrepreneurs to mentors that can help them grow. And not just a couple mentors, but a whole team of mentors spanning a lot of different areas of business. So it is something that we're very focused on.
And I really like your answer to that, because really, to be a mentor, the people who are in that position probably don't have time to sit down for coffee every Friday, but are often happy to take a 5-minute call, as you say, or maybe just answer an email. It's really a good way to think about mentors and maybe developing them. By the way, you can join in too, 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. We have some open lines for you. We'll get you on pretty quickly. Julie in Madison up next. Hi, Julie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Great. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, you had asked women business owners to call in, and I have owned my own corporation for nearly 25 years. I started it myself with a lot of input and help from a mentor, and he gave me two pieces of advice that actually have made us profitable from day one. We have never been in the red.
Wow.
So,
what are those?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. So the two magic bullets are, the first thing he told me, when you are starting a business, under no circumstances do you go into debt, because the vast majority of businesses fail because they were not able to meet their debts and they declare bankruptcy. So 25 years ago, he said to me, don't so much as buy a fax machine if you don't have a purchase order from a client or an appointment to do service for a client that will pay off that investment. That, you know, going into debt comes later once you're established. The second thing he told me, which was so valuable, is he said, do not quit your day job until your sideline, your new business, is meeting or exceeding your corporate salary. So in my case, I was fortunate. I stayed out of debt. I worked two jobs for a year and a half, my corporate job and running my translation agency. And in my second year, I was able to leave the corporate job. And by my fourth year as an entrepreneur, we were billing $1 million a year.
Oh. Well, there you go. You sound like somebody that followed Natalie's advice without knowing you were following her advice, following somebody else's advice. Natalie, comment?
No, you're a conqueror for sure. Congratulations on all of your success. I love that. And I agree with you on really managing money. I find a lot of entrepreneurs they don't necessarily make bad financial decisions intentionally, but I think a lot of entrepreneurs make bad financial decisions because they don't fully understand how to manage their finances and how to manage their financial system. And it sounds like you guys got that down from day one, and as a result, you were able to grow and scale very quickly and stay in business for a really long time. So that's exactly what I want entrepreneurs doing in those earlier stages, like following your example and I think hopefully becoming as successful as you guys have been. So that's awesome. Congrats.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call very much. And, you know, this whole business about having a sort of a second job, you really talk also about people who have sort of, what did you call them, side hustling? businesses?
Yes. Yeah, if you have a side hustle and you're still working a full-time job, and I think this is a great way to actually get started in your business, what really matters is your 5 to 9 plan. So you might be working a 9 to 5. Well, what are you doing between the hours of 5 to 9? Maybe you can't take on as much as someone who's doing this full time, but there are one or two major goals that you can take on too in a 1-year period. And it all comes down to what are those 2 or 3 things that you can do, those 2 or 3 baby steps between 5 and 9 every evening when you're done work that will drive you closer to your bigger picture vision. And I've seen entrepreneurs do this. I've seen that hustle. I've seen people only have a few wee hours in the evening to work on a side business and still be able to make it work, still be able to leave their job eventually. And we see this all the time within the Conquer Club, you know, people actually setting a date. And this is the other piece of advice that I would give anyone who has a business or is starting a business as a side hustle instead of their full-time job. Set a date by which you will leave your job. And if you can put that date maybe 6 months out in the future, it gives you a finite period of time where you know that you have to be super focused every evening to drive yourself closer to that vision. And we see this happen with our Conquer Club members all the time, where people say, you know, by July 1st, I'm going to be a full-time entrepreneur. And we help them to get closer to that vision just by taking those baby steps every day. And they do, and they make it happen. And I love seeing that, because it's never too late to start pursuing something that you really feel called to pursue.
Natalie McNeil's book is called The Conquer Kit and the Conquer Club, and anybody can join that club, right?
The Conquer Club, yes. So at SheTakesOnTheWorld.com, we have so many resources. We do only open the Conquer Club at theconquerclub.com once a year for enrollment. So mm-hmm. It is a full 12-month business incubator. And if you come on over to our site and check us out, we will definitely be letting you know when we do have spaces that are open for the Conquer Club again.
And we had a question from someone who wondered about supporting friends or family members who are starting a business. Any tips there?
So I believe that when you're an entrepreneur, it can be very challenging to get the support that you need from friends and family. And I see a lot of entrepreneurs who try to have their sole support come from friends and family, and I don't think that works ever. Unless you have family that have experience running a business before. So I think you need to find a support system that really gets what you're going through, who's walked in your shoes, who've been where you want to go. And I think that support system is key for an entrepreneur. Now, if you are a family member and there is someone in your family starting a business, I would encourage you to be supportive, even if you don't fully understand the business model. And so because SheTakesOnTheWorld.com is an online company, our entire operation is online. Everything we sell is online, except for some of the books that I've created that are out there in the world and in bookstores. But other than that, what we do is entirely online. And a lot of my family members just did not understand what I was doing or the revenue model. And as a result, there was a lack of support there just because they didn't understand. And so even if you don't understand someone else's business model, I think you can still be encouraging.
And help them out. Yeah. And we're out of time. Oh, Natalie, this was so much fun. I hope you'll come back and be with us again. It was really a lot of fun talking with you. Thank you so much.
Blew by.
The time did. Natalie McNeil is author of The Conquer Kit. Go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can get links to her business and the book itself. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store.